How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So since sometime in high school, I have had a group of friends, and this group has grown and shrunk over the years, who have called me, not Ryan, but by a nickname. They've called me Fluffy. It was always a name that kind of described me. I'm a bigger guy. I normally have a lot of facial hair. And from a personality perspective, I'm pretty laid back most of the time. A lot of people have nicknames or have changes in what people typically refer to them as. In Genesis 32, Jacob literally fights with an angel, and in the end, he demands a blessing, requests a blessing from this person that he's fighting because he refuses to let go of him. But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Jacob goes through this moment that changes who he is, who people see him as, what he is known as. And it's this really transformational thing for Jacob. The switch to Fluffy, less so of a transformational thing for me and more of just a nickname, but we have these moments that change who we are, change how people see us, change how they know us and who they know us as. And those moments can be big, and sometimes they're hard. I mean, Jacob literally fought all night with someone probably much stronger than him, and in the end he received a blessing. And sometimes those moments are complicated and they're scary. We don't like them. We don't like what we might have to go through to get to that point of changing who we are. But it's worth it. We see over and over again these times in the Bible where people change. God helps them change. Jacob becomes Israel. Saul becomes Paul. They change, and in the end, it's all about their journey on serving Him, furthering God's kingdom. Don't be afraid of those moments. They're not easy in sometimes, but they're worth it. The blessings and the possibilities of what you can do to help God are enormous if you'll give Him the opportunity to help you make those changes. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, if you want, you can call me Fluffy from now on, too. And we'll see you next time.